You're listening to SBS News.
Deadly airstrikes, rape, torture and the recruitment of child soldiers are among the atrocities being committed in the war in Yemen. And until now, neither of the warring sides have been formally held accountable for those crimes. Now, in its first report into war crimes in Yemen, the United Nations has accused both sides while singling out the government backed by a Saudi Arabian-led coalition for causing the most direct civilian deaths. The report says the coalition airstrikes that have hit residential areas, including markets, funerals, weddings and hospitals, are largely to blame. The United Nations' Charles Garraway, one of those involved in the investigation, says there are systemic problems in the targeting process.
Individuals in the government of Yemen and the coalition, including Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, may have conducted attacks in violation of the principles of distinction, proportionality, and/or precautions, which may amount to war crimes.
Saudi Arabia is leading a Western-backed alliance of Sunni Muslim Arab states trying to resolve the internationally recognised government of the Yemeni president Abu Rabu Mansour Hadi. Iranian-aligned Houthi rebels ousted him in 2015. The report also says Houthi fighters have fired missiles into Saudi Arabia and shelled the Yemeni city of Taiz. It accuses them of torture and deploying child soldiers, both war crimes. Some critics have accused the United States and Britain of complicity for supplying weapons and intelligence to the Saudi-led coalition, but the United Nations did not examine their involvement. Earlier this month, it was reported that the United States supplied the bomb that dropped on a school bus and killed dozens of children. In response to the UN report, US Defense Secretary Jim Mattis insisted the United States is constantly reviewing the support it gives to the Saudi-led coalition.
We also had an Army Lieutenant General in Riyadh almost immediately following the early August tragedy to convey our concerns and ask for a swift and complete investigation. And we will continue to do everything we can to limit this kind of tragedy. But the most effective way is to get this to a UN-brokered negotiation.
About 10,000 people have been killed in the war, which has raged for 3.5 years. About 8.4 million are on the brink of famine, making it the world's worst humanitarian crisis. While the United Nations hopes the report will open the way to an accountability process, others say it's not enough. Yemeni-based political analyst Fahmy Al-Yousfi says he would like to see more concrete consequences, including sanctions.
And this report, as I said before, in any case, is nothing more than an expression of anger from the international community. An expression of anger alone does not lead to a solution on the part of the United Nations. Instead, it should have issued a decision to sanction and document that to the international community.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.